XS Shafir, what's going on? It's your boy Malumi YouTube. Welcome back to Malumi's Mike, baby. We're back with another one. I'm out level on Pedi, and today we've got a whole bunch of things. First of all, what is the smallest inconvenience that can ruin your entire day?
They're
going to be saying, apologize like a man. I'm excited for that one. And then, baby, my car broke down and I can't come home tonight. Respond as wifey.
Yeah.
And then from there, what superstitions do you guys believe in? Yeah, it's going to be a crazy one.
Yeah, we've got a whole agenda and we have to shout out, obviously our new producer.
Yeah. Shout out to Ingrid, bro. So if you guys don't see, I'm reading from a piece of paper right now. Shout out to our girl Ingrid.
Hey, you see these old guys. Tato showing his phone, which is a PDF. Mara, I'm reading from a piece of paper. They don't know that. Okay, it's fine.
Yeah, bro. Shout out to Rich, guys. Richard is helping us shoot the podcast with Aiden. Richard actually does these things. So we'll put his details in the description. Yeah. If you want your podcast to be, it can be way better than this. He's just using our background, unfortunately. Yeah, but it's going to be a good one, guys. Let's hop into it.
Yeah.
But man, before we get started, bro, you said you're good. That's it. Today we're just going into the content straight.
You want to do like a mental health check-in and everything. How's your end? Just give me the past 3 days. How is that in your mind?
Terrible. So, I started like a part of being sober, and then relapse is such a harsh word to use.
I think that's the word for it.
I think I drank. I drank on the weekend and I wasn't meant to drink, but yeah, there's no excuses. I did a bad thing. I drank, but I'm back to being sober after today. Like tomorrow, we're back to another month. We did a month clean, which is dope.
I didn't do a month. I did two to three weeks clean, and then I went back. And then since then, I've just been back. People keep, you know, it's so crazy. And I think this is also another thing about why it's so hard. People just keep telling you, bro, just live your life. Just drink. But yeah, dog, by the way, relapse. The definition of relapse is to deteriorate after a period of improvement.
Yeah.
Did you deteriorate? Were you improving? There's a relapse.
Okay. But bro, there was the Hey Neighbor Fest maybe 2-3 weeks ago. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, it's a new festival coming to South Africa.
Oh, it hasn't happened yet.
No, it hasn't happened yet. I think you have to sell your aunt on your father's side for a ticket. And then apparently you have to go to the reason they call it Hey Neighbors because you have to listen to the music from the next door. You can't afford to go inside.
It's the actual thing.
Yeah, but Hey Neighbor, if you're watching this, Tata Rambedi and I would appreciate
an invitation.
Yeah. Plus maybe 10.
So let us know if you guys going to Hey Neighbor, bro. I don't know what it's about. Who is like a headliner there? They haven't even mentioned it.
Oh, they've mentioned a lot. I think Kendrick Lamar. Chainsmokers. A lot of bands as well. And of course, our South African acts.
Oh. Yeah. Bro, did you see?
What?
Toomey. It's pregnant. Yeah. Bro, my friend is pregnant, guys. I'm so happy for my friend. Bro, I was actually one of the first people to find out. I don't know if you saw.
I saw that video.
Like, I was meant to be the first person, but I got there late.
Oh yeah.
So I would have been the first person she told that she was pregnant.
So you didn't know before?
No, bro. So like, do you mean I have a relationship where it's like, bro, we link when we link. You get me?
Yeah.
I'm not talking to you.
Low maintenance relationship.
Friendship, and it's amazing, bro.
Yeah.
So I just thought she was busy, you know. She got YouTube black. I'm thinking now, you know, Mughal's just working. Kante, she's cooking something in her belly.
Damn, bro.
She's cooking in the kitchen.
Big congratulations to her.
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's everyone's asking this age.
Like, I just want to know how old is she.
But to me, it's definitely like 23.
Yeah, because 23. That's not bad. Because in
to
my mind,
a degree.
Yeah, because in my honest. Mind, I was just saying, because I think I'm at an age where like. My friends and stuff, and people are getting married and like having kids and stuff. And I'm just always just there, like, guys, come on, we're still teenage pregnancy. Yeah. And it's like, no, dude, like, we're at that age where, like, how old was, for example, our mother was how old when she had her first kid? 24.
Yeah, she was 25.
When she had the, what is it called? As she states, not my words, the biggest mistake of her life.
That's me.
No. She said she made a mistake around that time. I don't know what it was.
I don't know if it was me or what. Also, bro, do you know who EB the Kid is?
Huh?
You know who EB the Kid is?
No.
It's EB the Kid's also a YouTuber in Cape Town. He also, his girlfriend is pregnant, so big congrats to him. He's one of my bros.
Is he one of the, is the podcaster, bro?
He's a podcaster.
Oh, yes, I see him.
On dates together
I see him. Congratulations to him as well.
Yeah. Also, shout out to my boy Trumpire and Una Rams, bro. They both had like really cool. Una had his listening session last week. Absolutely amazing, bro. Out of this world. Tron was a headliner 3 weeks ago. Killed it. So that was dope.
Yeah. yeah, if you guys want to see more of that content, I'm sure they both posted on their respective like pages on Instagram, etc.
Yeah.
But yeah, cool. Why do they call it a listening party?
Because it's like a party, but then you're listening to the person's music.
What about a hearing party?
Do you hear music or do you listen to music?
Can you hear me or are you listening to me? Think about it. Okay,
I'm listening
guys.
To you.
You're listening.
Yeah. I can hear you. The act of the sounds you're making is the my you know, my act is hearing you. But then for me to like for you to have my attention, yeah, I have to listen to you. So they want the attention to listening.
Party. Guys, if you're a girl and you're listening to this podcast, would you rather your partner listen or hear you? That's all I want to ask. That's all I want to. You want me to listen or you want me to hear you? All right.
But yeah. I don't feel hurt.
Yeah. But yeah, man.
Yeah, bang up. Bro, did you see Twitter had like tweet shedding, load shedding.
Tweet shedding. Yeah. What happened? Like, oh, like the way Twitter goes down.
No, like Twitter, you genuinely, like you only had access to a certain amount of tweets and then they stop.
What?
Yeah, that was a, like a big thing 2 weeks ago. I could be wrong.
What?
Bro, like proper. You didn't see that?
Nah, bro. I'm a thread boy now.
Oh, damn.
We knit this side. You know what I'm saying?
That's my nigga threads.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. That's crazy. Hey, never first, bro. Damn, you see what happens when you have a structure, guys.
Wait, I'm looking at your document. I'm looking at my document.
I got like, my document is different to your document.
Your document looks longer.
Yeah, guys. Hey, we're just also getting used to this whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, we should definitely start with the tweet. Should I cook the first one?
Yes.
Okay, cool, guys. So obviously you guys
page
know.
Page are you on?
Up the prod. Yeah, guys, can you hear how hard it is to have a podcast? But yeah, guys, let's get straight into it. Yeah, but before you guys, you know, we start this, please make sure that you're giving, you know, this podcast, what is it called? The stars or what is it? What is it again you guys do on... It's not a star. They didn't give it a star. They rated it out of 5.
Yeah, give 5 stars.
Oh, yeah, give it 5 stars, comments. Yeah. And, oh, guys, if you really do want to see Hunter, you know, I can make that happen. I can organize. I know him.
I know that guy.
Or any other person you think that you would want to see for, like, a guest thing. We could do it, like, every 4 episodes we bring a person. You guys will let us know.
What is the smallest inconvenience that can absolutely ruin your day? So
Wait, now what's your answer? Guys, I kid you not, Tato always wants to speed through and go.
That's more that can ruin my day.
Yeah.
Yo, bro, did you see Twitter? Just that message.
You thinking like you're getting dragged or something?
If someone goes like, yo, bro, did you see Twitter? I automatically think I'm being dragged.
Yeah.
Like, automatically.
My mind has to, by the way, that's extremely crazy. You are super famous. Oh my God. Like if someone says, do you check to it? I'm like, hey, what's happening? Hey, but I can't do, when are you the, what's happening? You're the happening.
Okay.
For me, I think the thing that can ruin my day is if I'm having like a really tough day, etc. I get home and I'm trying to like unlock something and then the keys drop to my feet. I think that just defeats me. Like it just, that's like the last, it's like the kill
the last
for that thing. Yeah, yeah.
Also, baby, when you get home, can we please talk?
Oh, no, I mean, I like talking. I don't know.
That one can ruin my day. Oh, I want to speak to you about something, but not right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like the anxiety thing.
Yeah, that one is the worst.
Why do people do that, bro? Like, if you can send me that message now. Oh, like, I know people say that they want to call. Like, if they're like, yo, we need to talk.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten like a we need to talk message?
No. That's why my hammer triggers me, bro. So she can't do those things. Hey. If she wants to talk, she must talk and address now.
Hey, but Tunglina by love and educate.
All right. So Tish Online says, when you plan an outfit in your head and it doesn't turn out the way you expected, that's the worst. Now, facts, bro. I'm also like a visual person when it comes to drip.
Yeah.
Like, I can never think about them in a way. I have to literally trial and error.
Like for me, like if I want, like if I feel like I'm looking good, you know, like I want, like what, because you know how it works. Like in your head, it has like that scene. I don't know if you ever watched that movie from, it was Hannah Montana actually. She has like a closet where she has like an iPad and she can like flip the shirts and the pants and then the outfit will appear in front of her basically. And that's what I basically do in my mind. Like that's how I put my fits together in my mind. And I'm just
the
there.
Best of both worlds.
Yo, imagine, boy, but imagine now. Like your kicks, like your kicks are fire and everything, but a hand still tells you to shoe.
Canceling a supposed visit after I work so hard to spring clean my room. Bro.
Shoe.
Nah, yo, that production break bag, yo. I didn't get pants for 2 weeks. Yeah, no. Banger, though. I'll give it to you. That was... Okay, people say I don't laugh. There we go. Lebuski says canceling a supposed visit after having spring cleaned the whole house. No, man, I feel like if someone says they come into my place and then I spring clean,
that's
and
good
they don't
still.
Come, it's even better than yeah. they didn't come.
Yeah, because it's gonna stay clean.
It's gonna stay clean.
Yeah.
And everything just works.
I know a bro, he says that like he tries to invite women over to his place so he can clean his place. It's the only time he like clean his place. No self-love yeah, whatsoever.
I think you only see how dirty your place is when you have people that aren't usually in your space around.
Did you say this the other day? You said it, yeah.
2 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not getting my good morning message from a partner. You keep on checking your phone and nothing.
Do you believe in speaking to your partner every day?
Every moment, every second, every feeling, every time I think of her.
Every day?
I think I've spoken to my hand every single day.
Okay, wait, let me ask this question. Are your Bluetooth on?
No.
They were closed. Last scene?
Off.
And so there's no evidence of... there's no evidence of when this person is online. You can't see, no, they can't see
I get
you.
It every day. Sometimes I wish to, if I don't want to respond, I won't respond, bro. Like, let's say my hand texts me now and I'm not in the mood. I literally say, hey, babe, we'll talk later. Or like something like that.
Well, I know people were talking about this on the internet. They were like, when was like the year you switched off your last scene? I think it's been like 4 years, bro.
Yeah,
Three or four years.
As soon as all those things came out, I activated
it. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Like, I don't even have a DP on WhatsApp.
And I can't see anyone who sees my status. Like, yeah, nothing. Yeah.
And my WhatsApp status says at work or work.
Yeah, and mine's urgent calls only.
Yeah, and my name changed from Tato to T. Yeah. Like, we're not doing that, bro.
Yeah.
Anyway, forgetting to carry your AirPods or earphones. I'm sure that would message you.
Oh, no. I think, because I listen to music all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if I'm on campus and my headphones is like dead and I didn't bring the charger, I want to go home. I want to go home immediately. I know there's a lot of people like that as well.
Yeah. Bro, for me,
what about you?
Not that deep.
Ha!
Not that deep.
Okay, you're at the gym. You forgot.
Okay, come on.
Come on, bro.
I can't go to the gym without headphones or AirPods.
Yeah, that's exactly how you feel. That's how I feel if I go to a place without music.
Yeah.
You see that day we were driving and then my car couldn't connect to the Bluetooth for us to play music while we were driving.
Yeah.
I wanted to stop the car. Because for me, it doesn't make sense to drive on
music. You were actually going crazy. You were like, bro,
I
what's
can't,
going?
Bro.
Yeah, that's crazy. Leaving your wallet in other pants. Come on, we're not talking.
Oh, well, come on.
Take out your wallet. You know.
Why do you have a wallet?
Must don't
Apple
do that.
Pay is this thing, man.
Don't do that. Oh, don't do that. Do not do that. When my mom comes into my room and doesn't close the door on her way out.
It never really used to bother me.
I think my mom would close the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Noticing my dry skin outside, especially my feet, I'd cringe. Why are you?
How do you see your feet? Oh, he's wearing sandals. Bro, men shouldn't wear sandals. Unless you're at a beach.
I hear you.
Here we go. Men, because apparently I'm always doing this,
no,
but
I
men should
you.
Not wear sandals unless they're at a beach.
I hear you.
A pool party?
I hear you.
Even pool party, you must be, or your foot must touch the floor.
But the flop is when you go to
the flop. The flop is what? The flop.
You're hurting me. I was at the gym.
Yeah, that was a good one. Did you do it on purpose?
What?
The flop is.
I didn't hear that joke.
Oh, okay.
It missed
bad.
Me. It even missed production. Even they laughed afterwards. Even laughed afterwards. Bro, but we grew up in Polokwane, bro. Polokwane, that's all men do. All men do in PLK.
Yeah, but that's different. They're wearing the kids. Okay, when I talk about sandals, I'm talking about that one, the plastic one. In Limpopo, they wear the leather one. Traditionally speaking, that level one, you can hand hoof that level one. You can drive a parky with that level one. With that level one, you can do anything. You can do all sorts of things.
Yeah, I get that.
Mm.
Someone sending me a Kupa favor text at 9 in the morning. Now I have to be offline the whole day.
Now they hate to ever send that text.
How do you feel about that, bro? When you know someone is texting you
For something. I think I prefer when people just get straight to the point. I think people like to do this thing of like, they try to like source you up, they seduce you. But hey, you're like, hey, how are you? I'm good. So what are you doing right now? I'm chilling. Anyways, my dad was in a car accident in Zimbabwe and the president, and I'd like to be get a 5,000 rand. Whatever. It's just like, fit.
What's going on?
It's like, come on, bro. Like, be realistic in like sense. Like, if you want something, rather just, I prefer someone who just calls me, tells me, yo, this is what I need. And this is the, like, how we're going to do it. Is it possible? Yes or no? Then I answer.
I cannot. Me, don't call me. Yeah.
You don't like it?
Mm-mm. Yo, I hear this. Someone's spitting on my face when they're talking to me. Yo. But you know, I don't react when someone does it to me anymore.
Like, really?
Like, it'll happen. I'll just be like, and I'll just like.
Really?
What do you
mean? Hey. Sprinkler. Sue sprinkler. I swear, Mr. Spray. Ta, 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 ta.
Oh, Amuna, you spitting while you're talking.
We should actually share that that TikTok prank, bro.
Which one?
When you act like you're sneezing on somebody, but you spray the bottle of water.
Oh, I've seen that. That thing goes. Like, pranks are getting so creative nowadays. What?
Yeah.
Okay. On to the next chapter.
Oh, no. Let me hit this one. For hit it. Okay, guys. So for this one, going to apologize like a man. That's the tweet. And then basically people responded. But before we do that, we're going to have Tato look into the camera and apologize like a man. Now I'm going to give you the problem. Okay. The scenario.
Let me up.
The scenario is simple.
Sorry, someone told me my shoes were dirty. You're not going to DM. from someone saying, hey man, just watch your latest podcast. I actually clean shoes. If you want to change the condition in which your shoes were, bro, they were so offensive. So people that are doing marketing, when you guys want to work with us, like, don't offend me first. There's no need
to offend me. I couldn't find that
first
in your Spotify library.
Hey,
you can ask.
Sorry guys, this Bluetooth and Siri.
Also, literally, what I was going to say again, another guy, bro, was a shoe thing. Just don't offend me, bro. Oh, he was like, bro, your thumbnail, you don't have thumbnails on YouTube. I can make them for you. Then I'm like, huh? I thought I was hacked. I'm like, no, I do have thumbnails. Yeah. And he goes, no, like your thumbnails aren't good. Nah. So I can do it for at the special price of, I blocked him.
Do you think people think you're a millionaire?
What?
Yeah.
I think some people think I'm extremely racked and I'm not. As racked as they think I am.
Okay.
Continue.
Okay, guys. So, sorry, apologize like a man. So, let's give Tato the scenario, right? I am angry that you got angry at me for being angry that you were angry.
What?
That I was angry. I know. Apologize. And so, if you didn't listen, I'm going to get angrier.
Okay, so is my hand or what?
Yeah, look into the camera and you're saying, and you're apologizing for... I'm getting
like
angry that you were angry.
Or like a man.
Like a man.
Like a man. Yeah. I don't understand why you're mad, bro. Like, that wasn't even like that.
Full stop.
Isn't that what a man would say?
No, bro. Gotta cook it more. You gotta look in the eyes and say, wow. So you're really gonna be upset. Hi, cool. I guess we'll just be upset in our own corners type thing. You feel me?
Yo. That's so toxic, bro.
But let's get straight into it. So. It wasn't me, it was the devil.
No, shout out to the devil, boys. People have been using that brew for years.
How much is your weave? Oh, that's crazy, yo. What is... Okay,
is
cool.
Is that how they're apologizing like a man?
Yeah, bro. Oh, now I understand. So crazy that someone typed the O. Like, I just did it now.
Yeah.
Oh, now I understand why this might have... I'm thinking the person was supposed to type hurt your feelings the way it did. I didn't mean it that way, though, babe. I'm sorry. But now, wait, you didn't give me a blowjob that day, so what did you expect? Sis.
What's going on? Ingrid!
This one guy once said to me, "Utloba sharp umfanaka," right after he broke my heart.
Yeah, no. I've used that before.
Yeah, like, we're going to be fine.
You're going to be grand. Don't worry. Like, I know it's tough right now, né? But I'm going to be grand, you're going to be grand, we're going to be grand. Like, don't stress.
Yeah, please just leave 5 stars in my review for the next person and whatever. What do you think of a world like where, like, I pictured this as like a Black Mirror episode, right?
Yeah.
Basically, picture a world, then everyone above their heads, like, we can all see each other's, né? One, it says your body count. Two, it says how many people you've dated. Three, it says how many people you've kissed. And then, of course, it leads off a rating after, like, you've done it for a relationship. So people can rate you after they've done it for a relationship. How do you think, like, South Africa would look like the dating scene? I'd stay at home. Because I know everywhere I go, people would be like, yo!
I was about to say, I stay at home out of fear of what you're going to see or fear of what people are going to see about you.
What are people going to see about me, bro?
Toxic, insensitive, can't listen.
Yeah. It's just going to go on and on.
Doesn't cook.
I'm a great
TikTok videos.
I'm a great partner.
Gaslighter.
I say this always. I'm a great partner. I'm a horrible boyfriend. But I'm a great partner.
Yeah.
I'm a horrible boyfriend. But I don't like the word boyfriend. It ends with end.
A boyfriend.
You just type it in your head. But why did you think? What would you think the dating world would look like? Everyone has.
I think it'll be bad, bro. I think I'm good. Because I've always been in long-term relationships. And
yeah, you're just going to say,
nice.
Like, what?
Oh.
The number's not going to make sense. You're going to say, 3 relationships, body count, 1,670,000. I'm joking.
My body count is 1, bro.
Oh, no. That's what's up.
How do you think the world would look like?
Me?
Yeah.
I
think people will be very scared and I think it'll become normalized after like 2 months because everybody's saying it.
I think that there would be a lot more clarity. Like, you would see, like, let's say, like, someone, like, a guy, like, taps you on the shoulder, and then all of a sudden it says, warning, 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 warning. This person is likely to, you know what I'm saying? Warning, warning. Body count, yaha, it's, that's not finished. Warning. And then, obviously, now, like, not everyone has the, like, the paid subscription, so they're just, boom, doom, doom. Hello, this is Coke. Coke is an advert. What are, and, like, it's a Coke ad, because you don't have the full subscription for, like, the dating thing. So it's just different levels to it, you know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
Yeah, so I think that's what it would look like.
I think that would redefine what beauty is.
Yeah, you're saying, like,
when you see someone with a body count of 2 and 1X and a good review, that person, it'd be hard to approach now, because I know you're coming with a body count of 9 and 3Xs and horrible, like, reviews.
How would pretty privilege hold in even that, bro?
Imagine, like, what our reviews would say. What will put your personal life on YouTube?
Yo.
Will be dragged for dating him.
Warning, prank. May issue prank.
Yeah, may issue prank. Oh. Yeah, but the moment also say, we'll take you to Cape Town. We'll fly you to Dubai. We'll get you what you want.
And if you're dating level 1, we'll take you to KFC. We'll buy you a 2 liter. Yeah, but let's keep it going with apologize like a man. Someone says, believe what you want. Me, I didn't do that. Yeah. Real.
Banger.
That's a real man.
Yeah. Because I'm like, ah, dog, what do you mean? Like, also, you believe what you want. Because, like, I told you I didn't do that.
Like, and this brings me to the topic. Me and my friend were actually speaking about this, right? And, bro, we were talking about, like, okay, cool. You know how when you date a girl and then you guys get into, like, an argument?
Yeah.
Per se. And then, you know for a fact that, like, whatever happened is innocent. Like, let's say you didn't reply for a day. But then she goes to her friends. The council of single wicked women who look her in the eyes and say, Chonga, he's not worth it. And she comes back to you and says, I just don't feel like this is worth it. Like, so being misled by your single friends.
Bro, I think my girl, she's always spoken to me about how she feels, né?
Yeah.
But someone gave her advice to speak to her friends about something. So she spoke to her friend about something for the very first time in a relationship. They should have come back to me pissed as hell. Like, angrier than she's ever been, and she's never been that angry. But on that friendship thing, bro, I saw something on Hunter's Twitter. I think he retweeted it. It was so funny, bro. I'm trying to find it now. The caption was crazy. But it's basically like, the caption was crazy. I just need to find it.
Nah, bro. But for me, I guess, I understand the difference between external and internal, like, being validated.
Yeah.
You understand? Sometimes you need to go to a third party in order to, you know, reassure us that we are on the right terms, etc. However, it becomes a bit tricky, because to what extent do you share your interpersonal relationship problems with another person?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? There has to be boundaries in what you can tell them, because our problems will never ever be fixed by an external party. It's always going to be internal. Ever.
Also, like, your friend's always going to be very protective over you. Yeah. So, like, you're going to be pulling through with the negatives, and they're going to focus on the negatives. Kind of, they don't know. And also, you know, when you're angry, you can change the story so easily. Small thing. And then show me he did this that time before. He was probably speaking to you nicely, calm. He was saying, I hope these words don't hurt you. But you just remember certain parts that triggered certain emotions in you.
Yeah.
Which is why it's so important to have a safe space with your partner. But yeah, what's the next
one? I want to finish it off with this one. I don't want to lose you. And then the hand said, for tech. I've definitely used the I don't want to lose you thing.
Yeah.
I definitely.
I said there's one more. I've used this one too. I'm sorry if.
What does that even mean? I saw that one. I didn't.
You don't get it?
No.
It's like, I'm sorry if I had offended you or something. Or I'm sorry if that made you feel
So I'm not taking accountability. Lack of accountability.
I used to be like that.
Yeah, guys. Comment down maybe some apologies that you guys have heard if you're watching this on YouTube, TikTok, whatever, etc., wherever we are.
Yeah.
But comment down what you think, like, a man's, the best apology you've actually heard from a man. The best one. The one that you're like, wow, I feel heard.
You think women remember seen. Good things?
Tato.
Let's go to an ad break. Remedia Pty Ltd. I present to you guys Rumpedy Media, my baby that I've been curating and pushing for many years right now. I've decided to finally get a website going, and I've decided to show you guys who my team is. We have created all types of YouTube shows, from speed dating shows to reality shows to a whole bunch of collaborations on Instagram, TikTok, and social media with leading brands in South Africa. Our brand portfolio is there. We have a lot of experience, and we are hungry, young individuals who are ready to take your content to the next level. Visit us now, baby.
Yeah.
Finish the TikTok sound. The rules are a small part of a TikTok sound will be played and we will have to finish the TikTok sound. Every correct answer gets a point and we have 5 sounds. So our producer sent us a bunch of sounds in the form of voice notes. Lebo has them.
I'm going to play them at random.
Disclosure, I don't use TikTok like that.
What? When's the last time you posted a TikTok?
I post on
the platform.
I only did like 2 ads.
Bro, this guy's lying, bro. Everyone uses TikTok. I see you online on TikTok all the time.
Posting my own content or looking at something that you've not all the time, Cap.
You're posting at 11 p.m. Cap. I know yesterday you were online when I sent you the podcast thing, for example.
I wasn't, bro.
So you've never... Okay, what's the longest time you've ever spent on TikTok?
Like in the past 2 months.
In the week.
This past week?
Mm.
No cap, like 35 seconds.
Nah, bro. Now you're doing it then. That's crazy.
We can even check my usage.
Yeah, check it right now.
Okay, but you can play the sound in the meantime.
Okay, cool. Okay, cool, guys. We're going to play this at random. Welcome to Guess That TikTok Sound. Hosted to you by LeBron Petty and his brother. All right, let's get into it. The first one is... I'm going to play a random one. You ready, Tato?
Yeah, I don't know where to go to find this thing.
I'll go, don't worry.
What do you call a black man in America? What do you call a black man in America?
See, I don't know. But it
hey,
like
what?
Finish oh, Anika, Anika.
Okay, nah, okay, you got that
oh,
point.
What do you call a black man in America? Nika. Oh,
what
nice.
Do you do when you like grooving with like white people and that song comes on? Do you listen closely to how they
I
pronounce
stand
it?
I stare them in the eyes and I say,
you know.
And then when that part comes, I go.
Especially that part of
They must do this.
That's a great TikTok, yo. I might cook that after this podcast, yo.
Yeah, do your thing.
Yeah, that's a great one. Okay, cool. One for me. Let's go. I'm just gonna play a random one.
Black man in America.
I think she played like different parts. Okay, wait. I'll just do sound one. Hey, same song. Okay, I'm gonna guess. Let me answer that. Nah. Let me answer that question on Monday. I don't know. Let's see. Alright, nah, I got it wrong.
Sharp, copyright. Hey.
Okay, cool. We'll do the last one.
Ingrid really likes some nigga, man.
Yo, like, bro, she's playing it 3 times. I want to see if I can't check if what's which one is which one.
Let's play it.
Okay, let's see.
Ingrid.
Okay, let's go to sound 2.
It's just a joke.
Who's that? Just from that little part. You don't know?
Mia? It's just... Sonabile.
I'll play a little bit more.
It's the jokes. Hey. Hey, you man.
It's just the jokes. You don't know who said this, bruh.
It's just the jokes. Who's that?
You don't know who said this? Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you got it right. You got it right.
Play the whole song on sound.
It's the whole thing.
Oh.
You want to hear what I'm saying?
It's just the jokes. Hey. Hey, you man. It's just jokes. It's just joking. Oh, man, Jay. I'm going. All
right, next.
Oh, yeah, no, but we'll just finish it there. I think she did 3. Yo, Ingrid, you took us through a whirl loop. Shout out to her. But, yo, guys.
Shout out, Ingrid.
But yeah, that's something new for the like. You guys will let us know how you felt about that. Finish the TikTok sound. But before we like go to the next tweets and stuff, we're just gonna like basically, you know, engage with you guys right now. We said last time we're gonna basically just like ask you guys questions and stuff, and you guys can ask us questions and all those things. And I think the question, I'm gonna read it out. I think Tato, you can answer it. What's the best way to grow your channel if you're like starting from bottom, like 0 subscribers, like 0 followers on Instagram?
Yo. I'd say the best way to start your channel in that instance, you have to understand that YouTube is a long formatted platform.
Yeah.
So a lot of the content you'll be posting is like long formatted, like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and they do have YouTube shorts. So it starts there, like put in all of your creative juices, all of your time into the editing, into the shooting, the conceptualization and the storytelling in your videos, right? And then from there, make sure that you're repurposing that content into short form. Like you need to be posting snippets of those things onto IG, onto TikTok, onto Threads, onto Twitter.
Yeah.
But don't post the same videos across all the platforms. So on TikTok, post this one, on IG, post that one, so that if I follow you everywhere,
I'm always getting something different from a different platform, and then use the platforms for what they are, you know? Like, Twitter's a very engageable platform, so do that. But yeah, but also just keep doing it. Like, watch a lot of people too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, I was not inspired for a very long time, and then my guru showed me so many, like, YouTubers, and now I've just been watching them, and it's just been amazing.
No, that's what's up. That's great advice. Yeah. I think for me, I definitely just say, I'd say, like, a lot of people do this. They make a WhatsApp group of the basically their closest friends, like 32, like as many people as you can get. And basically, every time you post something, you just share it and ask them to share. I know it's a hassle, but the people that love and care for you will be able to do it for you. And they share your content across their platforms, and hopefully people engage with it and get more interested in it.
Yeah, yeah, make it easy for your friends, like, to share your stuff by making,
like, already everything good. Is already there. And yeah, also the content must be good. Create. Yeah,
yeah, about it. Then from there, we've got some lovely comments from you guys. What was that?
It's my shoe at it.
You killed the cat. Tranquility Chanel or Chanele says, I was legit feeling down last night, and I was like, nah, let me all catch up on the Rumpedi's channel. When I tell you lifted my spirits, I was laughing, wheezing. Ach, man, thank you. Nah, thank you. We appreciate you. That's
dope. That's amazing. That's so sweet of you.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate that. Omungaro, why pay for DSTV when you have the Rumpedi brothers? This podcast is currently my favorite something to watch. I haven't seen these comments. These are nice.
These are so sweet.
Yeah, bro. Trust me to learn a thing or two every time I watch your guys' podcast. I love the Rumpedi brothers so much. May God bless you guys abundantly. This is from Life of Cinder. Bless. Then Life of Warra says, okay, Levels humor is out of this world.
Bless. Bless.
What about me? You got a number five. I'm just.
I get a humor spelled ham hour. So it's hour.
Chapter 3. Baby, my car broke down and I can't come home tonight. Respondents arrive. Have you ever done that before?
Like, no.
Made up an excuse to not go home?
No, dude. I'm a very honest person. I'll just be like, oh, like, not go home, like, to my parents? Or
No. Let's say your hand is in, like, Cape Town, Durban, wherever.
Yeah.
And you are not going home to your own bed.
No.
You're going to simply some hand's place. Or
no.
We tie your hand.
Oh, like, when I'm out with my boys, and then we're like,
let's all go back to Zila's place.
Let's go back to Mang Mang.
And then we all sleep at Zila's place. We tie your hand. Zila's place with five
women. If I had a hand, yes, I would tell her. Mm. Or if, like, obviously, I wouldn't tell her the full information. She's not. I'm gonna tell her, with my friends, I'm going to sleep here because we're all going there. Mm-hmm. When are Kimang? We. I'm gonna say, you know them.
Zile's friends are coming. I don't know what time they're coming. What time they've been there, boy. Six baddies have been there.
Yo, guys, if your man is out and he's like, yo, my phone is dying. Woo. Keep in mind, how many people have an iPhone charger in this kind of... Yeah, we get load shedding. We understand.
It's but tough, but never that tough. People,
how?
And have you ever seen his phone die around you? Baby, my car broke down and I can't come home tonight. Respond as a wife. Let me know where you are so I can come pick you up. Ah!
Yo?
Nah, boy, I'd be livid. No problem, baby. Now my car's giving me problems, but there's a hotel nearby, so I'll just crash there. My battery is low and I don't have the charger with me. Talk tomorrow, love. Be safe. So they're doing this, the thing back to them.
Oh, yeah.
That's smart.
That is. Do you think it would make you panic? I'd be like, okay.
I'd be like, okay, cool. Which hotel? I'm also coming. The car's waiting.
I like the verse, dude, because that's like me energy. It's like, okay, cool. Now say less, I'm coming.
But he's like, no, it's fine. I'll just wait it out.
Yo, bro, your hand could call you at a club, whatever. I'm gonna pull up with slides. I told you.
Slide vest.
Vest. Be like, yo, we're going home.
Ashy elbows. Yeah. Oh, so sorry, baby. Calm down. Send me your location, my love. I'll come pick you up as soon as possible. If there's not a vehicle, I'll go there to the mechanic and fix it myself. I've got you. Then we can go home.
You say, no, I can't send a live location because currently, you see, basically how my phone works is that the live doesn't live. It has to die first. And then now the phone, the location, yeah, I can send you my location, but it's going to give you a range of, of where I am. It won't give you the specific pinpoint of what. You know, man, bro.
Someone says,
talking about this other day. Like, we're talking about, like, how gents get caught cheating. And like, gents get caught doing something bad. And I think
It's over explaining.
Is that Tato, how are you? Why would you ask me that today? Like, of all days, I told you I'm fine. I've been fine since yesterday. And you know that I'm fine. Basically, what you're asking me, okay, cool. So you think I'm not fine? You think I'm not fine? No. Don't laugh at me. Don't laugh at me. It's not funny. I'm fine. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Oh, how was last night?
Oh, my God. Every time you're asking me how last night was, you were there. I was there. I was there. And then I went. So I left with my boys. And then you talk. That's not the point. But, you know, there was so much.
That, that one is like kind of like gaslighting or, you know, using the, you know, the one when they say last night, I was nice. They, you know, when you, when, when the guy is talking about what he did, but then now he's moved his actions to someone else. Your level was, why are you talking to all these hands?
He takes a pause between sentences. Like, he's like, yeah, then these girls get, and then I'm, you know Tado.
Yeah, those girls knew Tado.
Yeah, real, yeah.
I will book an Uber for you, and then we'll sleep in the car together.
What?
Let me come and join you together so we can protect our car. Nah, I get it, bro. People are just saying that they're gonna put up to their mans.
No, but also it says the tweet was respond as a wife.
That's our wives, like in a good way.
Yeah, bro, you have to just be like, I'm gonna come sort it out with you, or let me Uber you, or like let's sort this out together. I like to do some of those responses. There's still some more. Call the insurance company to come tow the car, send your location, I'm coming to pick you up. That's solid.
That's affirmative.
Yo, that woman is a problem solver. Oh my goodness.
That is affirmative.
She's a problem solver.
She said, you're going to do A, then B, then I'm coming to help you with C. And then we're going to D.
What?
Bro.
But yeah, let's go to the next one. Yeah, cool. So the next one is obviously, I know, guys, we're jumping all over the place, but I hope you guys are listening. And remember to give the podcast 5 stars. If you're listening, please make sure you screenshot it, tag us, and tell us, you know, what's your favorite part of the podcast wise. Anyways, let's keep it going. Let's go into what's a superstition you believe in. You want to go hit us all first?
Boy, if my hand was here, she believes in so many things, bro.
Yeah. Oh, you dating a chakra? Kamo's a chakra.
No, she's.
I forget I can say her name now. No, guys, for real, because there was a large part of this relationship that was in a witness protection program. When Kamo was around, we're shooting videos, we have to hide it. I was like, is she wanted like from a cocaine farm or? Did she get Kamo on that? We were like, what's going on? Who's hunting her?
Yeah. Crazy. Leave me not make a my superstition, bro. I believe in. I don't have any superstitions.
That's okay, bro.
It's nothing that I believe in that I'm like scared of. I'm just, yeah, it's nothing that I believe in, bro.
I definitely, on my side, believe in karma. I know that's. Is that superstitious?
Oh, you know what I believe in? I believe in whatever good you do.
Yes, it'll always come back to you. Same.
And then with the bad, I don't know about the bad, but I don't know, whatever, like...
No, if you're equally with the bad.
I feel like if you're a good person, like, just being a good person normally, blessings come to you, like, abundantly. Yeah, without 100%. You even knowing about them.
Yeah, what other superstitions do I believe in? Oh, I also believe the power of the tongue. I know that's so weird.
Yeah.
But, like, if I say, today is going to be a bad day, like, I don't know why, but it always happens that day is a bad day.
Damn.
So the power of the tongue is also...
Facts. You know what I believe
is that superstitious, or proof. Is that, like, manifestations and what?
I don't know. I have proof.
Yeah.
Level grew up short. I once jumped
over him. Very, very short.
He was 2 or 3. I jumped over him.
How short?
Very short.
I was very short.
I jumped over his head. And they're like, no, Level's not going to grow.
Then, oh yeah.
And then he didn't grow.
Yo, and I didn't.
And he didn't grow. And then when he was like 14, I jumped over him again.
And then I started growing. Yeah, those sessions was, and I remember this.
Like, Level was a short
I don't know
kid.
If you guys know what we're talking about. It's like basically when someone's like lower than you, then you literally just go over them with like.
Like your grains go over their head.
Your grains go over their head. So it's a superstition that, I think it's for black people.
Yeah, I used the word grains.
Yeah, I heard it. I didn't even know what a grain is. Where is that? It's close to here.
I don't want to jump inside now, but okay. It makes sense when I said it.
All right.
That happens now. I pointed the wrong thing.
So yeah, then basically the superstition is that you basically won't grow taller.
Yeah.
And for a long time, I was so short. I was so short that I would, you know how like, I don't know why.
But Level was like Zile's height.
Like, yeah. I was like, you know how like
imagine Zile getting a growth spurt right now.
Yeah, that'd be different.
That's what happened to you.
Would we change his name? Would he be called something else?
Tile, I don't know.
Start again. Like it's at the end, so maybe Aile. But anyways, yeah, I was so short. I don't know. I don't know if this is every black school, but in primary they make you stand in a line, and they basically make you stand from the shortest to the tallest. And my crush would always be at the back, and it'd be at the front.
Yeah,
yeah. Because I used to stand on my personality. That's how tall I was. Like in terms of like, I tried to be that tall because stand on my personality. Yeah. I'm not making a joke, Tato. I know you're always looking at me like I'm going
to
make a joke.
And I don't even know what's real and what's not real anymore. Let's go into the people's superstitions. I will never pick money up from the ground that doesn't belong to me.
Her cap.
It's what she believes in.
Cap. Oh, yes. I've got one of my other superstitions. And this is because of my mother. I never... let's say like a coin drops on the floor. And then like, let's say it's like 50 cent, right? And you're sweeping. I will never sweep money. The money. I have to pick it up.
Oh, I don't believe in that.
Yeah, I remember you didn't, but I do. And my mom used to say that like, if you sweep that money, like it's going to like, you won't get money easily.
Yeah. I can't, but that's tradition. I can't give somebody anything with my left hand.
Oh, okay. That's a nice one.
Yeah.
Isn't that just respect? It's manners, isn't it?
Oh, Papa was just wilding growing up.
Yeah.
Going to a second location is always a bad idea if it wasn't planned.
Evan. Yo.
Wait, no, what is that?
Is that a real thing?
Oh.
Really?
No, Cap. We went to a second location.
Yeah, but sometimes.
And the third one.
Sometimes.
And the fourth one. Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Like 2 days ago.
Tato, I'm not proud of it. You say, like, you're thinking to me, like, I'm proud of it. Like, you got a
certificate. I'm judging us. I'm judging us.
Relapse to this thought. Where is it? Relapse.
If your eye is twitching, somebody's talking about you. So
my hand. I will not pay for this win. There's so many factors.
My hand believes in this shit too. The stuff too. Sorry. So if her right eye twitches, it means whatever has been spoken about is like a good thing.
Wait.
And then if the left one twitches, it means there might be someone that she's gonna see that she hasn't seen in a very long time.
What happens when she blinks? There's a conference about her.
It's my hand, bro. It's my hand.
You're the one who laughed louder than me. Stop laughing. She's watching.
Yeah, she doesn't watch the podcast. We good. Don't clip this, guys. Yeah. Damn. When your hand itch, you're gonna get money.
Oh, wow.
Nah, just put it on more.
Put Vaseline or something.
Nah, but I hear that one. But there's a certain itch when money is coming. Like there's a certain one when big money is coming.
I have never heard it. Maybe that's why.
Yo, this one is so true, bro. And it's always killed me. Don't talk about or celebrate plans or achievements until they're 100%
certain. 100%, yeah. Because it'll never happen.
Bro, every time I speak about something,
it'll never happen.
But I use it as a way to like get myself like
bumped.
And like motivated and like
I want to work on this thing. But like, have you noticed that like...
Because think about it, the alcohol thing. We stopped drinking alcohol. We told people and then we relapsed.
Yes. Like when you're at the club, you're just supposed to say no. Don't even explain yourself.
And someone at the club came to me and was like, I hope you're not drinking.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck. You remember the guy that came with the water, that brought us the water? And I didn't know how to tell him that I've disappointed him. Like I was even shy about actually speaking about the fact that we drank because I was like, bro, you say we're not drinking.
You feel like people are going to be disappointed.
Not even that, bro. What happens if someone's also motivated now and then now I fail?
But
it makes it okay for them to
also cool. But I would rather have a journey with 1,000 stops and end and get to my destination than not go at all.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So sharp, it's just the pause on the road of like, okay, cool. We drank again, etc. blah, blah, blah. But I'm still going to go.
I hear you.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. It's different to be like, okay, guys, we tried this thing. It didn't work out. Yeah. But the mindset, the mind, the body and soul, guys. That's the thing about failures. It makes you feel like it's over.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Yeah.
That was so motivational, yeah. Mm.
Do you want me to clap my hands?
No. But I'd like some reassurance.
Oh.
Or something.
Go look in the mirror. I'm joking, that was beautiful. I believe that babies or toddlers and dogs can see, feel things that we cannot or that we can ignore. If a baby or dog without reason doesn't like you, you immediately sus to me.
Wait, what? Please read the last part.
So if a baby is sus to you, like if a baby doesn't like you.
Oh no, 100%. So we have a cat. It's actually... It's here. I don't know if you can see it. No. Okay, bye-bye. We have a cat and I've bought like... I'm not happy about this, but we've had a but like
how many? Are you talking about the woman or the
I've brought a lot of people over for
a lot of women.
I've brought a lot of people over for I've brought a lot of people, male and female and respectives, but I bought and the cat, like when it goes to the person and like purrs on them and everything,
good
like,
bro.
I'm like, that's a good person.
Yeah. This cat lost my life.
And then a hunch, keep in mind, she's beautiful, nails done, whatever, etc. Kitty, kitty, kitty. The cat runs away. You and turn. I just think to myself,
yay!
What does this cat know that I don't know? You understand? Yeah, bro. So I definitely believe in that.
Like, with me, I don't really, I'm always shooing my cat away. Like, I'll be like, hey, like, don't go in my bed, don't go into my room. But she always comes back to me when I call her.
Because she knows that
I'm a good bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just like some reassurance there too. Gonna be reassuring each other. No mirrors facing your bed ever. What? That thing?
Yeah, also sleeping with like the closet open. Like, you know how some people, you're not supposed to sleep with your closet open. That one I'm a big believer in.
Yeah. No mirrors. Okay, cool.
Wait. What about those people who have those mirrors like on the...
The roof.
The ceiling, yeah.
It's chai for them.
What happens? Wait, what happens if the mirror faces your... You don't know.
Bad dreams, probably.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Tweet of the week?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Or thread of the week?
This is a thread that I threaded the other day. It was knitted well. Mm-hmm. Basically, grounds for a breakup that wouldn't sound normal to others.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So to you, what is one thing?
The cat ran away from you and I picked it up. Grounds for a breakup that wouldn't sound normal. Mm.
Like, when we say it sound normal to others, it means that, like, you speaking to your boys, we broke up, and you give the reason, but they would be like, that's not good enough.
Oh, we broke up because she, like, raised her voice at me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like, she always raises her voice at me when we speak.
For me, it's a high and you can't dress.
Yeah. Guys, I once found someone that was potentially going to be my wife. Like, my mom would have loved this person. My family was going to love this person. You know this person. But she just couldn't drip.
It's tough, bro.
Your mother called us like, yo, is this the one? We were out in another city. I was like, it's not Botswana before you went in all gabs. Hey, it's in South Africa. It's in South Africa. Remember, bro?
I don't. She's so just remember after.
Oh, yeah, yo. Cut that up. Boy, even if it was raining, that hand wouldn't drip. She could not drip for anything.
Boy, she could not drip. And mind you, beautiful girl, beautiful stunning, skin, beautiful bro. Mind, own car,
smart
own apartment,
job,
smart
everything job. You can think of.
She fucks the content space too. Yeah. She's a content creator, but she just
hey,
can't.
Hey, don't describe it. You're going to tell the people IG number next. Hey, Jim Munna.
96.
But yeah, bro, you're
just
like.
Couldn't drip. Oh,
nothing, boy. Just for sure, drip. You see when people are mopping, they put that sign, might wet, might fall. She wouldn't fall.
Try. No drip.
No, she would never fall.
So you saw, you never told me. It's the first time I hear you express yourself about it.
I didn't love her. I didn't care for her. And plus, you know, people have their own types, bro. Like, okay, cool. Realistically speaking, how many times have you told your friend that, yo, I don't think the partner that you have is attractive?
Never.
Exactly. Thank you. Point's paint clear. Thank you.
Yeah, no. What about you? Oh, you said the drip thing.
Yeah, definitely the drip thing. I think another thing is just bad odor.
Nah, no, come on. That makes sense to everybody.
Yeah, I think 100%. Okay, but let's go.
Oh, no. A girl who's not the squad leader.
What do you mean by that?
A girl who has a group of friends and she's not the squad leader. I don't want you in my life. You must exhibit leadership skills. You can't be controlled by another woman in my life.
Oh, wow.
Imagine that. Dude, all the hands you've been with are squad leaders.
Give me the scenario.
Boy, I'm trying to think of a girl who's not the squad leader, boy.
Like, I don't have a single...
Exactly.
I think,
exactly.
Because they take turns. It's not like gents where gents like, you know, there's one, two, three, we make things happen.
Bro, I'm trying to think of a hand that you might know. But bro, like, when it comes to making decisions, she just flows and goes to what they do. If her friend says she doesn't like this person, she hates that person.
I don't
she can't make her own decisions.
I can't. I don't think I don't know a single girl like that.
That's my point.
What do you mean? What's your point?
The point is that you'd never build someone like that.
Ah, nah, bro.
What?
I wouldn't mind. Yeah.
Nah, bro.
Telling
an
your
NPC
hand,
character.
They're telling your hand.
Your hand is an NPC character.
They're telling your hand, shh, we'll decide now. When she comes in, she goes, what happened? I said, they said, shh.
They told you, shh.
So just.
Why are you coming to me? Oh, man. Okay, cool. So basically, so one person said, if they party too much, like once in 2 months is more than enough.
Oh, what?
Like it's too much. Like,
you must go out once every 2 months.
Yeah.
Bro, is your partner in jail?
Yeah.
Prison.
I hear them, bro. Like, for you to go out all the time, like, it's crazy. But not once every 2 months.
Bro, maybe, like, once every 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's once a week, but, like, this is just leaving the house. It's, like, dinner or, like, what's it, like, the club?
Yeah, okay. A timid gent, like, for example, he belittles eating like a spatula or something, or like a cotta. Sounds like me.
So I literally looked at you.
This is the one that, like, dusted
you. You know, you're actually so bougie.
Dude, I am, obviously.
You're the most, like...
And I'm not, you know, I'm not shy to say it.
Like, you're the most, like...
Like, people, a woman will say it's sassy, but I'm just, like, I like what I like. I don't eat things, like, I don't eat certain things.
You're a picky person. I wouldn't say
I'm picky. Yeah, it's picky. Very picky. It comes with bouginess, though.
Yeah. Maybe you grew up, I was the first born, you grew up
okay.
different to me.
All right. This one killed me.
Yeah.
Unemployed. So she wants to fire you from the job of loving you because you don't have a job.
No, but like,
By the way, this is a hun who said this, by the way. And this one killed me. Because, no. I'm going to say it. This one killed me because...
Is she employed?
I don't know. I'm not going to expose anyone. But this one killed me because, Tato, out of all the girls you've ever dated, how many of them were employed?
None. One.
I'm going to go into... Can I talk to the cameraman and stuff? Yeah. Rich... Rich is behind the camera. He's not going to expose anyone. He's just going to give me a number with his hand. How many of the girls have you dated that has like been employed?
He said all of them have been employed. Yeah.
Hey, damn, man. I didn't hang out with him and less of you.
But what do you mean? Even me?
No, like, dude, generally, like, I've never met a girl that's employed.
What? You literally?
Yeah, unless I worked with them. Think about it. She got employed after I met her, but when I met her, she was employed.
I think it's the space that you're in. Your friends are content creators.
Yeah.
And you just...
Not that I've never met a girl who's been employed, but I've like never dated a girl who's been employed. Let me rather say that.
Yeah, same. But you've been with a hand that makes money. You've never.
I've never. That was hard for me to say. Yeah, I'm sure they're all watching me like,
Show me, I'm broken.
Show me, and you're not broke. I'm broken. Show me, this guy, Mr. Refund. Mr. Reimburse. Yeah,
reimburse.
So, guys, can I tell this story? So, this girl used to call me Mr. Reimburse because what happened was that, like, for example, she'd invite five of her friends, five to like 10 of her friends when we go out and expect me to pay for them. So, I'd be like, nah, bro, like, you're going to cut me that cheese that I paid for your friends because they're not my boys.
No, same properly. They'd go out and it'd be three of them, not 10 or five. It'll be three. Or
you forgot that night?
Okay, it'll be her, like, 3 to 5
Thank
friends,
you.
Right?
Sure.
And then Lebo will pay.
Yeah.
He'll pay. So he'll pay everything. He'll pay. And then once they get home, he goes, yo, so you're going to reimburse me?
No, not reimburse me. You know what I would be like? I'd be like, yo, dog, you guys can like fucking me the cash for like, let's say they ordered Hubbly.
Yeah.
The rest, I'll be like, nah, it's cheap. Like, I'll take care of it. But like, Hubbly, nah, bro. You just can fucking me the cash.
So they used to call him Mr.
Reimburse. They used to call me Mr. Reimburse.
Yo, I'd faint.
She might as well have called me Nesfas. Or a student loan or something. But yeah, anyways, just keep going.
That would break me.
Let's keep going. Man, that was a tough story for me to tell. That really bothers me, man. Because, like, you know, I really took care of that girl.
Yeah.
Like, in all aspects of, like, everything. Anyways. Ish. It is what it is. It is what it is. Yeah. All right, cool. I wasn't going to read this one. And I'm going to finish off with this one.
Okay.
I don't want to read this, but I think it has to be a conversation. Because we believe in, like, transparency and speaking and all those things. And, like, bring up every topic that people bring up, right?
Mm.
Cool. My name is... Don't laugh. Don't you dare laugh. Why would you laugh?
I'm laughing at the person putting that as a thing, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's
why? Why are you looking at me?
I feel like you sabotaged me. How did I sabotage? Because you built it up.
Yeah.
I think you might speak about like GBV or something. No. Something crazy.
No. My name is.
Yeah, bro. That's so wild, bro. Like, you should not be... judging somebody based off the way they announce words, bro.
Why?
Because it's not a true depiction of who they are as a person.
100% doesn't depict intelligence, etc.
Yeah, it doesn't depict intelligence. You guys are so cool with like Spanish and Italian accents, but then once you hear someone with an African language, you deep it what?
No, I'm just thinking about what you're saying.
Yeah?
And like, I'm just like, is he believing what he's saying? Or is he like genuinely speaking? Like,
you think I'm doing a pure answer?
Yeah. I definitely think you're doing it.
I have been with a hand that sounds like that, bro.
Which, who?
Oh yeah. I can't even say because she'll hear this beat.
But say it. Fuck it. Say it. Why don't you say it again? Animals. every time she'll come to the house, she'll be like, yo, your place is so scary. There's so many animals. I can't even say it. Why, how did she say it?
And then I'd be there like, are you addressing the pets?
But you see,
there's a comedian who speaks about this, right?
It's not that deep for me.
He speaks about this. He said, I dated a girl, my name is, right? And she basically ate like 4 plates of food, etc. He keep making her plates, etc., right? Yeah. And then he took out a tomato sauce from the fridge and she was like, no, thank you, I don't want juice.
That's okay, guys, so that's
from my honest opinion, right? I do not care at all. Same. If you're bad, you're bad. Yeah. Accents included. If you're bad, you're bad. And I think that, like, if your personality shines, all those things, then, like, I'm 100% cool with it. And yeah, man, I think I'm cool with it. Yeah, like, I'm cool. Like, I think it's also a bit. It's like classist,
we live in South Africa, bro. How can you mind a black?
But it's a bit classist. You don't think it's a bit classist? It derives also from, like, classism, etc. Like, yeah. I remember the other day we were chilling. It was me. I don't want to name the people. It was me, a couple of other people, content creators in the space, etc. And the question was, what high school did you go to? So now you're getting people's. One person says, no, I went to Saint. What? That was me. Another person said, no, I went to London. International. Then we get the third person, Gidiwoni Secondary High. The rest of the people lose their minds.
So they start laughing.
We said, why? They're like, yeah, they start making jokes. They're like, you're probably wearing a yellow shirt. You didn't wear the white. Mm. Yeah, they were talking about how, like, they think Sarafina is a classic. They were talking about different things and just roasting this guy. And I was just like, why, bro? Like, we all ended up at the same university.
Yeah, no, it's the classism is not the one, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Like, even us, when we were laughing now, we're laughing at just, like, because it was funny, because it's like...
We? Who laughed? I didn't
you
laugh.
You laughed, bro.
When did I laugh?
The animal. Then you're like, I said they pets.
No, I'm scared of animals. No, I'm scared of animals.
It was crazy. Like, okay, yeah. Anyway, YouTuber that you're recommending of the week, bro. Let's wrap this up. I'm recommending Tumi Moledeko. I think she's probably one of the best YouTubers in terms of editing. Editing style is crazy. She's out of this world. She's been doing it. She was on a bit of a break, but now she's back. So definitely recommend her.
I have to go to my likes. Please talk about your TikToker also. Once
TikToker. Off. Can I would be saying you're doing?
No, I said I'm doing it.
Yeah, I just want to say a big shout out to Uncle Waffles. Also,
you took my answer. Shout out to you, Lee K. Shout out to you. You're doing crazy things on TikTok. We love it. She released that trailer.
Why did you change your voice?
I'm talking to Lee K. Hey, yeah. Lee K. What's good? We'll talk. You know.
I don't know. Us. What's us?
But yeah, Lee K, shout out to you. I saw your video she released for the trailer. She's going to, like, I think New York. And then, like, I think
people kill me when they know exactly what you're doing. And they say, I think she's going to, like, New York.
No, I think she went to, like,
New York. You know very well she went to New York.
No, she's going.
Yeah, but I'm saying you
But I don't know if it's New York or, like, LA. But she's going to one of them.
He knows where you're going.
And she's headlining an event in America. So congratulations to you, Lee K.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's just been posting a lot of content. Get ready with me, etc.
Serious?
Yeah, like a lot of content. She also posted a lot of her things. And I just really enjoy seeing Uncle. And she, bro, I genuinely think she's a genuine person. I like the favorite comments I was seeing on her post when she posted, because she's doing Get Ready With Me and she speaks, right? And people are like, I've never heard your voice. Like, people that have never heard her voice ever.
How does she sound?
Let me show you.
Also, shout out to this guy, Demo Violinist.
I'm going to shout out to me again.
Moledeko.
The brew that did the one rent store. What is it?
Tumisho.
Shout out to him, bro.
Yeah, no, he's doing it.
Yeah, I saw the one in rent video store. I thought it was pretty clean. It was clean. Like, bro, I can see you're putting, like, blood, sweat, and tears into those videos. Like, I can see, like, I literally...
Mr. Beast thing, bro.
Bro, I literally pictured you being like, okay, cool. You know what? Every video I'm going to post, let me rather make a banger and make sure I edit the shit out of this thing. And rather than posting, like, a medium content.
Yeah.
Like, that was a really good video. I can't wait to see what's the next one.
Yeah.
I want to see who else. Oh, Just Daddy G on TikTok. He's back.
Killed it.
He's better.
Killing it.
And, you know,
he made a movie this week. Oh,
he's been posting
like three movies on TikTok.
Can I also mention Instagram?
Yeah.
Dr. I'm Petty.
Oh, yeah. Daily vlogs. Daily vlogs. We've been doing daily vlogs. Pleo. It's crazy. I was talking to Mahan about the daily vlogs. And
Camo.
Oh, yeah.
She was... Okay. Cut this out. Oh, yes. And then YouTuber. I don't have a YouTuber, guys. I don't watch YouTube at all.
But honestly, you guys must check out Rich's vlogs, guys. I think Camo and I spent like a good... 2 hours watching all of Rich's vlogs. Bro, you know Rich actually has anger issues when it comes to soccer.
Really? What happened?
I'll show you a video, bro.
Okay.
But yeah, Rich has got crazy vlogs, bro. He's doing the angles. Like, if you enjoy my vlogs, you're going to enjoy Rich's vlogs. So definitely check that out. What's doing it on YouTube?
I don't know, bro.
Bro, I've been watching guys in Canada now, guys. So I can recommend you some guys.
We went to South Africa.
Okay, then I have to end it there, then.
South Africa. And what's that other country we're into? Swaziland, because I mentioned Uncle House.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
They want to address it.
Huh?
Okay, thank you guys so much.
Thank you for watching the video. Guys. We love you guys so much. Yes. This was a dope one. We're back. Sorry for leaving you guys for 2-3 weeks. We hope not other men are making you guys laugh in our absent time. It's only laughing when we make jokes.
And let us know what you guys think about the podcast name. What is it? Malume's Voice.
Yeah, so obviously I call myself Malume YouTube.
I'm Bra Voice, obviously.
But you know, the thing is that I don't think Lebo goes by Bra Voice enough.
I don't think that's like my main... People know me as Lebo, bro.
Exactly. So now if I say Malume's Voice, it'll still seem like it's something about my voice.
Real.
So yeah, we're still trying to struggle with the name. So keep dropping names down below. But
how about TNL? Then people will be like, what's TNL? It's Tato and Lebo, but it's also Talk and Love.
That's good. Talk off camera. That's good.
Yeah, we'll talk. All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Please give this podcast 5 stars and make sure that you screenshot it, you post it everywhere, and you send it to your aunt, you send it to your father, you send it to your dog. And then make sure what else? Like, share, subscribe. If you're watching on, like, share, subscribe. Watch your TikTok. Huh? 75 stars. 5 star, no chocolate, guys. Please, guys, 5 star. Please, 5 stars, as many 5 stars as possible. Spotify, Apple Music. We're available on TikTok. We're available on Tato's Instagram. We collab the thing. Please follow us. Everything. Thank you. Bye. Catamarans, just get up on it, girl, if you want to have it. Ray-Bans and catamarans, baby, give me a light. We'll be living the life. Ray-Bans and catamarans.